The Two Pillars to Acquiring Real Knowledge, by Krishna's Mercy.
Binu gur hoi ki gyan gyan ki hoi birag binu. Gavhi bed puran suk ki lahiya hari bhakti binu.
Quote, is it possible to acquire knowledge without the guru? And is it possible to acquire knowledge without renunciation? In the same way, the Vedas and Puranas sing that there is no chance of happiness and peace without devotion to Sri Hari. Dohavli 137.
1. Guru. The Sanskrit word is jnana. This word directly translates to knowledge, but within higher circles it is understood that jnana refers to transcendental knowledge. Jnana is more than knowing how to add two numbers. It is more than learning how to put up a temporary dwelling while roaming the forests. Jnana begins with the distinction between body and spirit. In this way, jnana targets the identity of the individual, which I will otherwise always maintain a false conception of. Without jnana, I can only speculate as to my true identity. It is certainly not that person in the picture from childhood. I am no longer a child. That period of life finished. I had a decent time. I was happy, more or less. But today I am in different circumstances. I look completely different, but I know that I am the same individual.
Dehino smin yatha dehe. Komaram yovnam zara. Tatha dehantar praptir. Dhiras tatra nam muhyati.
Quote, as the embodied soul continually passes, in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.13.
Jnana is for explaining the difference. Jnana is for understanding my identity as spirit soul, which is part and parcel of Brahman. Jnana is like opening an instruction manual for how to live life, in a way that is fruitful both in the near term and the afterlife, Artha and Paramartha. I cannot acquire jnana without the help of a teacher. This guide is known as the Guru. They carry weight because of the tradition they maintain. They are like a link in a chain of respected teachers, who trace their origin to the person who was here before everyone else.
Aham evasam evagre. Nanyad yat sadasat param. Paschad aham yad etatcha. Yo vashishyet sosme aham.
Quote, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2.9.33.
Since I cannot arrive at jnana through other means, the meeting with the Guru is critical. If I do happen to access their instruction, it is like I have found the greatest treasure in life. I must consider myself to be the most fortunate person, since I at least have a chance now at escaping illusion. 2. Varajaya. Receiving the knowledge is one thing, but how will it stay with me? How will it make an impact beyond allowing me to answer questions correctly on a standardized exam? How will the teachings lead to a different way of living, wherein I am no longer morose, depressed, hardened, and miserly? The second component is Varajaya. The Guru is still everything, since they instill the value of Varajaya along with their instruction. The spiritual master shows how to implement Varajaya, which is renunciation. At the very least, I should try for acquiring the four qualities of compassion, cleanliness, honesty, and austerity. Through this Varajaya I will have a better understanding of the jnana I received. I will realize it in truth, in what is known as vijnana, or practical application. Goswami Tulsidas explains that just as the Guru and Virajaya are necessary for acquiring jnana, so devotion to the Supreme Lord, Sri Hari, is necessary for happiness and peace. This is based on the authority of the Vedas and Puranas, which are like ever-expanding scriptural works. In other words, this is not merely the opinion of the author. There is ample supporting evidence. There is more than enough evidence to consume for many lifetimes, if necessary. And who doesn't want happiness and peace? Who doesn't want to escape the dreaded misery of fear, uncertainty, and loss of valuable association? Even the very valuable jnana and virajaya can only take me so far. They are like devoted followers of bhakti. From devotion to Sri Hari, there is no need to be overly concerned with knowledge, renunciation, good qualities, and so on. Everything necessary will be taken care of automatically, in the manner of Sri Hanuman bravely proceeding to Lanka to assist in the valuable mission on earth for Sri Hari. In closing, good qualities proceeding, like Sri Hanuman leading, in travel to Lanka where necessary knowledge there, and renunciation also found. Work for Hari's interests bound. By the Guru showing the way. Confirmed by Vedas to say.